Hey, we're back! Look who it is!
Yeah!
It's been four. Last time me and Ken did this a couple months ago for basketball, it's Jeremy and Chris, and it's going to be exciting tonight.
By exciting, we're just going to talk about random crap, and it's going to make absolutely no sense.
This? Yes, for those who don't know who this is, you probably should. Mountain West Connection, MWCConnection.com.
Oh, wait. We got a spot because we have a t-shirt store now, so we got to spot the blog on the t-shirt. So, there we go. Yes.
Yeah, you can get some t-shirts, you can make your own school colors, stuff like that. So, yeah. We haven't been to this for a while because there hasn't been much going on, and spring football is, whatever you want to make from it. But we're back.
Boise State's going to be the best team ever based off spring practice.
Yes, of course. Basically, this is the first show of the preview, I guess, for 2013.
You can call this the 2013 starting season preview extravaganza of our series of podcasts and hangouts that we're going to have that's going to expand and blow your mind of Mountain West information.
Even though we know nothing, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And we do nothing. We don't know anything. We are apparently stupid.
Pack writers.
Yes, but this is just a whatever show we'll start doing each week or so. Each team, like kind of like last year, except more spread out, a weekly preview of the season of the teams in the league. And then also, I'm going to take a headphone out because it sucks to hear properly. But basically, we'll have hopefully guests on once a week. And yeah, and then we move to SoundCloud.com to get a professional account. Because we're awesome, apparently. People like us at SB Nation, so we can put as much audio we want on there. So that's where it's at, SoundCloud.com. We'll be on iTunes eventually, Stitcher Radio. So if you don't want to stare at us for about 45 minutes, that's an alternate plan, and that's good, because I don't want to stare at myself for an hour, usually.
So one thing before you turn off the YouTube video right now, probably the next podcast we will be getting to our team previews. So just start with that. Be on the lookout for, because we go in alphabetical order. So Air Force will be first, and hopefully we'll have a special guest for that.
Hey, Rick, you listening?
Rick!
I need to email you.
Yeah.
Possibly. So let's just, any news. Here's the one piece you're trying to get to. First off, the show will be about the list eventually.
Can we just go straight to the drinking, please?
Yeah, we'll get to that. But basically, one of the funniest things this offseason happened like last week. Apparently, you know how many Minnesota's won 7 national titles?
Seven! Count them! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 national titles.
Which is awesome.
It's got more of the titles than Boise State has, right?
More than any team probably. I don't know, a lot of teams. They're approaching.
Not 10. Named Alabama.
And probably USC or Texas, or maybe.
No, but see, here's the problem with USC is they've probably gotten all their revoked at some point in time.
No, they did not. Reggie Bush was when they lost to Texas, I think. So, and that was just a Heisman. But apparently, no, whatever, 7 national titles. But when you stick it on the front of your media guide and you haven't won a national title since before integration, which is a big deal, and apparently I think it was 1967.
So it's before civil rights?
Before every school can be.
Before we shot a man to the moon?
Correct, yes.
Well, it was after World War II, so that does count.
How? Just one, though.
No? After just World War II as well.
Oh, no. No, just one. I have it right here because I got it from Kevin McGuire at Kevin CFB on Twitter.
Their last national title was when?
60. Everything else, 1904, 1934, 35, 36, 40, 41, and 60.
So basically, I'm going to avoid making horrible history jokes, but World War II, with the development of the modern infantry and the modern weaponry, killed Minnesota football.
Sure, they took all the guys and had to go build stuff. But, okay, then they have 18, 17 Big Ten title, 18, excuse me, also nothing since 67, I believe. However, they're playing UNLV on the opening weekend, so that's going to be a tough game for the Rebels, even though the game went to triple overtime last year, if you recall.
Yes.
I just think this is hilarious. But the best thing that comes out of this is the 25-year rule, like Kevin was mentioning, like, hey, if you haven't had a national title in 25 years, shut up about it. And there's a comment about you don't really view basketball. They won, I think, 90 or 91, which is right about that year mark. But I had to throw my obligatory BYU jab about hitting them in the corner and say, shut up about your national title.
So 1984, BYU, you guys can't you guys can't brag about that anymore.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a good, it's a great accomplishment, obviously. A few circumstances fell their way. They're still a good team. However, it's a long time, especially when they're 80 now, saying national title or bust, but we'll get to that later. Or
Ty
maybe.
Detmer was a long time ago.
Yeah, we'll talk about BYU another time when they're playing Boise State. Dude, this is actually relevant. Since I live in Utah and I work for one radio station, but not the one that was saying stuff. Like, I know the guy was just being a jerk and just saying what he says just to get a rise. But he's like, oh, when they play Nevada, it's a blowout. Win no matter what. It's a nothing game. And I'm like, really? Isn't that game's in Nevada. They have a great quarterback and whatever. It's not. It's a more, in my opinion, it's a toss-up at worst for either team. But that's just what the guy does. And it's the station that owns Utah Jazz.
Cody Parsiato versus Taysom Hill. I mean, that's
good matchup. If Taysom Hill's knees hold up and they don't hurt him again.
Yeah.
So, what are we going next? We made fun of Minnesota with their national titles 50 years ago. Let's talk about we'll get to the games we want to go to, but the scheduling thing, how do you feel about like the Root Sports deal, the ESPN stuff? How does, is that a positive?
So, yeah, you know, you totally have to take away the positive here. A whole slew of ESPN games are going to be on, and they're not just Boise State. The Fresno State-Nevada game is going to be on there. I want to say Hawaii-San Jose State is – I want to say that's an ESPN game just because of how wacky it was last year that they decided to show it again.
Possibly. I'm pulling up the full – I meant to pull up the full schedule a second ago, but there's – because there's a cool website. Apparently it's mattsarsports.com, and has like, it updates the schedule like nonstop all the time. Wish I can go by ESPN, but there's like, Wyoming Air Force, Southern Miss, Boise. Well, not Boise games. We'll see. Nevada.
Let's avoid the Boise list for now.
Yeah, Nevada, San Diego State. You'll only be at Nevada. That's kind of a surprising one a little bit.
What, the Fremont Battle for the Fremont Cannons?
Oh,
it's
going sorry.
To be an ESPN game?
Trophy game. Yeah, it has to be. Trophy.
Yeah, totally, right?
I'd say that's probably better even than Paul Bunyan's axe because you get a giant cannon, which
doesn't fire.
It doesn't? I thought, oh.
No.
I'm going to make a lame joke about it.
Thanks, UNLV.
What?
It is their fault for the cannon not firing.
Let's see.
I may be starting a flame war right there, but I'm pretty confident that's...
Yeah, San Jose, Nevada. I don't think San Jose, Hawaii is on here.
Okay. Well, San Jose, Nevada. Either way, anytime you involve San Jose State and ESPN, you either expect a blowout of San Jose State, or you expect a completely wild... ridiculous game that shouldn't have ever happened, but it accounts for wildly entertaining drunk football.
Good point. And then the other thing I'm kind of disappointed is that there was the because there's a bunch of Pac-1. For those who don't know, we'll get people educated now. Boise State, Washington's on Fox Sports 1, taking over Speed Network or Speed Channel, so everybody pretty much has it. So. And also Utah State, Utah is on that channel as well. It's like 608 on DirecTV, and just because I have it. So, but I'm disappointed that San Jose Stanford is on Pac-12 Network.
Well, you know.
I think, look what happened last year. Wasn't that game a pretty good game last year? That Stanford almost lost to San Jose State upset. Stanford's probably, they're going to be ranked. San Jose State has 11, coming off 11 wins. Possibly the top five quarterback in the nation, folks. Yes, in the nation for NFL draft.
Wait.
We're not getting there yet.
We'll get there later. Okay, fine.
I'm just saying, you got a good quarterback, two good teams. I think the reason why I looked at the schedule for that weekend, that's like two Pac-12 home games, and it could be the week where Pac-12 Network actually gets some a high selection, like number two sometimes. That could have been it, but I thought that was kind of a surprising game to be stuck on the Pac-12 Network, which you get it on. You have Uverse, so you don't have it, right?
No, I don't get it.
Neither were DirecTV. So we'll see if that comes about. Because there are some other. I think Nevada, UCLA is on the Pac-12 Network as well. And, hey, there you go. You're back. You disappeared for half a second.
Where? Okay.
Your screen went gray. So that's some random scheduling stuff. What about Nevada, UCLA? Did you think that was appropriate for Pac-12 Network?
Definitely not appropriate for Pac-12 Network. I feel like that would make a good, you know, ABC afternoon game.
ABC, of course. Yeah, national, not regional coverage, right? National game.
Hey, no, it'd be regional ABC. Yeah, so, like, you know, you'd only get it in, like, the slate of, like, Southern California, while the rest of the country is, like,
and Nevada, a little bit else. In Nevada and Hawaii. That little tiny bit of Nevada on the west.
I'm pretty sure Hawaiians don't care about UCLA, but
I'm just saying for the map stuff.
No, exactly.
But that's like two of the best quarterbacks out west for the style they run. So
yeah, no, Brett Hundley exactly.
And Fajardo.
And as much as I like to make fun of UCLA, and Mora, because Mora's not a good coach. The one good thing he's done is his summer training, like. They train, like, down the road from me, so...
You go check out their practice.
Not only do I get to check out their practice, I'm going to probably try and bum some students off for some tickets for that game.
Yes, so that's enough schedule junk. Let's talk about that. So you mentioned you're going to a bunch of games this year. What games are you going to?
I would like to go to a bunch of games this year. Let's start out with that. I don't know if they're all going to happen, but people want to know what. Sorry.
I'm just saying, you took photos and pictures the past, I think, 2 years ago and last year. It's always interesting to be at the games, get photos there. It's always cool, right?
And maybe hang out with some readers, you know, if anybody ever wants to.
Yeah, nobody likes us, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Just to go back to your alma mater, right? You're banned from Boise State.
Yeah, right, okay. Once again, we're going to get that to that
if you make it that far. You can,
we're going to get to that time. Later. Oh, my gosh, whiteboard? My voice is back. Do I have my whiteboard? No, it's in my car. Because why?
No, I say if you lose your voice, you need to write what you're saying.
Okay, so the games that I'm looking, haven't bought any tickets yet, but these are the ones that are the initial plan. UCLA, Nevada.
Woo.
USC, Utah State.
Chucky Keaton.
And I would love nothing more than to see Chucky Keaton run a 40 spot on USC and Lane Kiffin.
Heck yeah.
I mean, I don't think I would enjoy anything more than that. What would really be sad is my cousin would experience her first football game as a horrible loss.
I assume you're going to try to go to, depending on what the schedule is, are you going to go to Eastern Illinois at San Diego State after Nevada at UCLA?
Ooh, probably not. That's a, if you don't know, that's a 2.5 hour drive without traffic. So that's a little bit much.
You know, are you gonna try to go to Nevada UCLA opening weekend?
That's the one I'm planning trying to go to.
Oh, I thought you were going in order. You just mentioned you.
No. Nevada UCLA, and I will try and sit in the student section there.
Nice.
You know, because let's see how much I get mocked. I'll be wearing, you know, my Mountain West Connection shirt out there, and
of course,
they're gonna be like, "What's that?" I'm like, "It's a blog.
I'll check it out.
Most awesome blog ever." Okay, I'm going to attempt to go to the Boise State UNLV game, of course. Right?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm gonna try and go to Boise State Fresno State.
Okay.
So maybe some of our Fresno writers, we can all get tickets and then like tailgate out. That'd be kind of cool.
Definitely. Okay. I will definitely be at Boise State BYU, partly because of other obligations I have, and that would be awesome. So, and then I'm a 2 hour drive from Utah State. Utah State games will probably. I could see Boise State at Utah State, perhaps. Maybe
that'd be a good game to go to.
I would be. I probably should go to that. I'm going to try to convince my other employer to let me get paid to go to that game as well instead of only BYU stuff. We'll see how that goes. But.
Wow.
Okay. That could be part of, because if we're talking about schedules, that could be an early indicator of who's going to win that division with Utah State in the Mountain Division, because that's their toughest game. And it's at home. So Utah State has a very favorable league slate. And they could easily be in the title game if they could beat Boise State in that game, just because they play Fresno at home. They get everybody at home, I think, all the tough teams in their division. So that'll be quite interesting, because if I'm correct on that, Utah State I should know the division by now, but Utah State and Boise State are in opposite divisions, or are they the same?
No, division? They're in the same division.
Okay,
so
they're
Boise
both
State,
in the...
Utah
okay.
State, Air Force, Colorado State, Wyoming? New Mexico, and Wyoming.
Okay, I should know this. I haven't looked it up in a while. But that could be an early indicator. So that would be pretty cool. That's October 12th. And
I think that's your de facto semifinal, I guess, before the Mountain West Championship game.
And that's probably the only Utah State game I'd go to. I may try to go to Utah State at Utah. I can probably... Yeah. Oh, they got BYU at Utah State. Maybe I'll do that, too. So there's a couple games. I may go to a few Utah State games. So we'll have everybody covered for random coverage about games where we may attend as fans or as working people to get some cool stuff. But
emphasis right. on getting cool stuff.
Yeah. So are we good to go to talk about our other stuff now?
No, a couple things before that. Okay.
The meetings. So, we got the meetings, too.
Yeah, we do have the meetings. When are the meetings, by the way?
You posted about it. You told me.
Did I? No, yeah. I don't think I posted. Did I post?
That was you today. It's this week. You talked about discussing the Mountain West Digital Network, which will broadcast all the games on Root Sports and anything non-televised.
I did not post anything.
Oh, that was Hank. I apologize.
That was Hank.
Your last name starts with the same letter.
Oh, wow.
No, it doesn't. It does
Thanks.
Not.
You know what?
That's not even close. I just glanced at it. I was busy today doing other things. I'm like, hey, Chris wrote something. But no, Hank's been doing a lot of good stuff for us, too. Sorry. The meetings, since we're on it really quick, basically the Mountain West Digital Network, anything on Root Sports you get to watch. So the only area that's really affected, I think, is the Boise area, because they get Root Sports Northwest. However, football, they have no games on that channel. They're either CBS Sports, ESPN, and the one Fox Sports game.
Yeah, so it's totally unaffected.
Except for basketball, though, anything in basketball. But it's pretty cool. It sounds like it's going to be nationwide. Like, well, not nationwide, but you don't have to, like, subscribe to the channel, like, for ESPN3 or the NBC Sports Live stuff or Big Ten to Go, stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. I guess I'll also talk about scholarship stuff, paying players. That'll never happen, but that's about it. No expansion talk for the first time in whoever knows how long.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, so expansion, slightly
Gonzaga
dead wrong right
for
now.
Basketball, Gonzaga.
Leave now.
No, the one.
Can
no,
I,
the one
can
thing
I mute you?
Oh, no, I can mute myself, but no. No, the one thing they may talk about for Hoop is the conference schedule, tournament schedule, because they have 11 teams. I think they should just let all 11 go and go from there. Big Ten did it forever, so that's good enough.
I'm actually a fan of the top 10 going and not just the last person just staying home.
That sucks.
So, yeah.
So what were you going to talk about before I hijacked your thing?
Oh, so, yeah. So we have, so I asked you guys to send in Twitter, oh my god, my voice sounds so horrible tonight. So I asked you guys to send in Twitter questions a few days ago, and then tonight, one person actually did.
Thanks.
And so thank you, Buster Bronco, at Buster Bronco Esquire, or ESQ.
Yeah.
Okay, and the question is this, and I'm not sure if it applies to you. Which Mountain West team is going to make you get sad drunk this year? So I personally interpreted that as what team would I be watching that would make me so sad that I would probably have to drink?
If you're a Boise State fan, you get less than 10 wins, right? Just saying, they're high expectations up there.
Yeah, no, actually, you know what? The team, to be honest, and they're a good team, but the team I would probably watch and shake my head and probably get really sad and probably have to drink after. Okay, Air Force. And the reason why my initial pick is Air Force is you have the triple option team. They're gonna rack their yards and everything like that. But if it's anything like last year, they're so unpredictable and their defense is so horrible that they'll end up with like 5 or 6 losses again.
Yeah, I think they still could get 6 wins, but they also don't have Cody Getz, new quarterback. Cody Getz, new quarterback as well, even though he's a senior, I think, senior. It's still not like Tim Jefferson. And they don't have those All-American defensive backs they had a couple years ago. And so
Yeah, so U.S. Air Force I don't have high hopes for.
Really? Because I didn't think there would be anyway, so that's fine. That's your opinion. We'll accept that and not make fun of you for your opinion about stuff. But but if I were to pick a team, I could possibly see maybe San Jose State being that team. Because while they do have David Fells, great quarterback, they have Noel Grigsby there, wide receiver, who is pretty good, or very good, I should say. However, San Jose has never been good in a long time. They won 11 games, but they got a new coach. They got Rod Carriger, who came from non-scholarship University of San Diego FCS football. That tells you it's a big jump, even though Jim Harbaugh did the same thing a while ago to Stanford from there. But they lost their tight end to NFL draft, I think a free agent pickup. They lost their left tackle to the draft. And they're not used to winning. And with a new coach, even if they keep things the same, I don't know if they'll be terribly, you know what I mean? Like, they're still going to be a dangerous team because of the quarterback situation and their key players. However, they're not used to winning, and can they? But here's the thing also. This is my pick. Their fan base probably doesn't care as much because they've never been good. You know what I mean? They could win eight games or seven games. Oh, we're two bowl games in a row. We're amazing. But I think they're a team that could fall in that category just because because they do have to go to Stanford. They probably nothing. And on a difficult level, but you know what I mean? There could be some hiccups. So they get San Diego State at home, who's going to be pretty good still. Nevada's always tough. They haven't played them in a couple years. Navy, who knows? Navy's so hit and miss because they're option. I'm just saying, that could be a team where their expectations are finally high enough and they could go, I could maybe seven wins. You never know. The Mountain West is a big step up from the WAC for the most part. And that's my pick, I would say, as the most chance to disappoint.
Okay. Interesting.
Interesting. You don't seem to like that too much.
Well, no, it's because I think what you said before about the fans not ever having high expectations at San Jose State has been bad for so long. I don't think that's going to be an issue. So
My pick, for me, if I'm going to do that for myself, if we're going by what teams would go by, I could maybe see San Diego State because they finally had a couple years of winning. That might be a better pick if you're going by a fan base who's had a few years of doing well, and then finally there could be a drop-off. But I don't know if there will. Adam Wayne.
Apologies to Aztecs killing him in advance.
I'm just saying that's a possibility because of if you're going by your rationale, well, fan base is used to winning finally after however many almost decades when Marshall Faulk was there, they finally become good. But they got Adam Wayma, set it right this time, first try. Adam Dingwell, pretty good quarterback, so that's a possibility of them. Seven wins would be pretty bad if they beat Boise State last year and won a share of the title.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'd say. And there are no other questions, so thanks, guys.
Hopefully we get more next time.
No, we're kidding.
Maybe we'll have like a mailbag segment of the podcast.
We'll see. We'll figure something like that. We did the live podcast at one time. That was pretty cool. So should we get to our main event now?
Do we have to?
Why not?
Fine.
So here's what it is. We are doing let me see if I get the right number of things in here. On Memorial Day, there was a do we have to say the publication name?
No, let's not.
Well, we know it. Okay.
I'll set it up. I'll set it up. There is a sports blogging network that's not SB Nation that is overly popular for absolutely no reason, who had a list of the top 50 players on the West Coast.
No. West of Mississippi. And who's
West of Mississippi.
And sorry, also, who's used that term in like 40 years to make it relevant? You know what I mean? Come on.
A Bama fan.
what's west of New Orleans? Come on.
Nothing, as I found out in April.
Oh.
So, yes. So this list came out, and I was looking at it. And
of course, I pointed out to you because I saw it in the San Diego Union Tribune, who decided to... This should be a great fodder for Memorial Day. It's a Southern News Day. Let's take a list from a website that has very few. There's a couple people who are good there for college football. For the most part, it's whatever. So, people doing their thing. That's all I'll say.
Yes, yes. So you're absolutely right. So, yeah, the UT ran an article from this website.
Our favorite beat writer for the Aztecs as well.
Our favorite, yeah, exactly. Our favorite screenwriter for the Aztecs. Jeremy pointed it out to me, and I suffered through all 50 players.
50 clicks as well.
50 clicks as well, yeah. 50 clicks, gave them all the 50 clicks that they needed. And I was not only appalled by it, but to see so many Mountain West players either not listed or listed just at, like, quite literally it was like 42, 43, 45, 47, 49, 50. And, like, that was, like, your slew Mountain West. And then you had Cody Fajardo at 25. That was the biggest.
Yeah, that's,
that was the most laughable part. Cody Fajardo. I'm sorry, Nevada fans.
He's good.
But Cody Fajardo is not the 25th best player in the nation. Or, or west of the Mississippi. But he's a good player.
He's probably easily top 10 quarterback out west. Probably top 7 out of all schools out west. Maybe higher.
Yeah. So, as a result,
which is only 2 weeks now.
We were emailing, you know, we were kind of tweeting back and forth. We had our new writer, Matthew, kind of, you know, poke fun as well. And so I decided to create a list of early 2013 Mountain West player power rankings.
And Derek Carr came at number 49, also on that list. You forgot to mention that.
Yeah,
number
that's
49.
Right. Derek Carr came in 49.
And then Casey also, hold on. Yeah, Casey Paul Hall.
Came number 9. And Taylor Martinez came in number 6.
T-Magic?
T-Magic. So I'm so laughing at that list before I even get to my list.
Wait, who was number 1 on the list? I didn't look and see. Who was it?
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, that's fair.
And number 2 was Marcus Mariota.
Okay.
So, well, it's west of Mississippi, so...
I know, I'm just... It's whatever.
I mean, theoretically, you could get, like, a Tulane player. No, you can't, actually. He's not west of Mississippi. Although, maybe that's how the Big East justified picking up Tulane, right? Does that count as west of...
It was at
New
Orleans.
Sorry, anyway. So I wrote this article, and let me tell you something about you. Like, a small story, okay? Not even a small story. Just a flat-out statement. Preseason rankings, no matter what they are, no matter how much analysis you put into them, are useless.
And you noted that in the first line of it, too.
I said it in the comments. I set it out as a tweet. They're useless.
They're fun because it's based off last year for the most part.
Exactly. Based off last year. Based off the performance. And you can only predict on how it's going to be this year. Okay? So I wrote this list, and so should I go ahead and say what the rankings are?
I don't know if everybody's read it. A lot of people have, but yeah, go ahead and just rattle off the top 10 really quick.
So the top 10, starting from 10. Number 10, DeMarcus Lawrence, Boise State. Number 9, Tyler Larson, center, Utah State. Number 8.
Wait, hold on, you have a WAC player on this list?
Yes, we have a WAC player.
How could a 2-time All-WAC first-team player be on this list and a Remington Trophy watch list? How is that possible?
I don't know.
And an NFL draft prospect. How is that possible?
I don't know. Wait. Okay, so 8, Noel Grigsby Jr. From San Jose State. Another
wide receiver.
The wide receiver, so I'm sorry. 7 is Chucky Keaton, Utah State. Number 6, Devontae Adams, wide receiver, Fresno State. Number 5, Cody Fajardo, quarterback, Nevada. Number 4, Casey Carrier, running back, New Mexico. Number 3, Adam Muema, running back, San Diego State. Number 2, David Fales, quarterback, San Jose State. And number 1, Derek Carr, quarterback, Fresno State. That's a top 10 list. I think that's a pretty solid top 10 list.
Wait, you don't have the top 10 Boise State starters on that team. What is... Recheck that list.
No, and that's exactly like that. The kind of comments that were coming up about this list, and
let me jump in really quick. I wasn't part of this list. I was doing other stuff, but it's like Chris said. It's whatever. It's a preseason list. It's for fun. It is based off last year. The only thing I might change a little bit. No, it doesn't matter. It's my opinion. Same thing. It's meaningless. I watch football. I know as much or as little as apparently as little as some people think. But I would the only couple of things. I agree, top 2 are fine. Great. I could possibly put Devontae Adams number 1 on the list. Because he's... Ooh. I'm just saying that 6 is a little low for him. It helps you have Derek Carr, so it's kind of what's better, Carr throwing the ball or him getting open. I could put him higher. I could see Adam Muema, Casey Carey a bit lower. And apparently everybody thinks DeMarcus Lawrence should be higher, which I think you could switch him and Tyler Larson on that list maybe. But it's still top 10, pretty similar. I could see JAG being in the top 10, but part-time running back last year, it's hard to put him on the top 10 list when we don't know what Boise State will do. Is he going to get all 25 carries every game? Probably not. 30 carries? No. So, and you put Jake Feely on there as well. But it's the list. It's opinion. But the reason about, and also, if just going off quarterbacks, well, we'll get that in a minute. But basically, here's what the piece comes down to. We reacted off one piece, and we're getting a reaction off somebody else, and we're reacting off both reactions.
We're getting reactions off this piece, and the
super
reactions...
super made a reaction for this apparently preseason list that everybody does for page views. It's like people say, why do rankings most relevant thing? I was listening to the Solid Verbal like a couple weeks ago. They had Stu Mandel, Randy Staples on there, whatever. He's like, why are we doing preseason rankings list? And he's like, duh, people want to come and click it. I clicked it 5 times during this interview talking to you, and so that's what that is. What it is, we want people to view the site, but it's not. We're not making the list just to make a list.
This isn't Bleacher Report. There, I said it. This isn't. We don't whore for clicks.
We will make a title. Here's the thing. We'll make a title that people will search. It's not like oh, we're the cool kids. We'll hide in the corner and nobody can find out what we're writing about. I'm not saying we're the best. We're not the worst. Some of it sucks. Some of it's great. Some of it's whatever. But I'm just saying, we'll make a title. We want people to find the stuff. We're not just going to write. It's not like we put the top 10 supermodels naked or something to come find the website. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
It's for fun. It's for fodder. We got what we wanted, but some people apparently take this a bit too seriously at a certain...
This is a Mountain West site. This is not a Boise State site.
But the thing is... It was over at their scout board, and I already apparently bashed it last year, even though I won the Twitter fight, I would say. But apparently people think I'm crazy I bashed him, but whatever. I probably shouldn't have done it, but he kind of brings down himself a little bit, even though I encouraged him as well for some replies. But here's the thing. They're saying – I think they do have an argument for
DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence. I could see him being possibly the best player in the league. It's an offensive league, though. There's so many good quarterbacks. I could see him being higher. But this list, what was it done like in a couple hours? It's not
together this list. Matthew and I pulled together this list in quite literally 2 hours.
Yeah, and so there's going to be stuff done. It's a list. Just because we're like, hey, we'll put this up really quick. It's something fun to do in the offseason. But apparently people
take things way, way, way too damn seriously.
And that threat over a scout, after it took 7 pages before somebody said, this is over. But at about 4 pages in, people kind of relaxed. And then there were people say, hey, the list isn't whatever. The list is okay. It's always up for interpretation. But here's the thing. People think Joe Southwick should be on the list. However, I don't know. Let's do this really quick. Besides thinking, I thought it was my impression a little bit that they thought Joe Southwick should be on the list. Here's the thing. Look what Phil – I didn't hear a peep anywhere about people complaining about Phil Steele's list who put Derek Carr, Cody Fajardo, Chucky Keaton.
Yeah. Carr fails Fajardo and Keaton.
And then Brett Smith is tied for quarterback. And Brett Smith, fifth.
Casey Carrier. Yeah. I'm going off Phil Steele's preseason All-Mountain West team. Carrier and Muema, first-team running backs. Yeah. Adams and Grigsby. First team wide receivers.
Matt Miller's on there too.
I could have thrown in Matt Miller, but I didn't. Sorry. Tyler Larson, first team. Yeah. Have DeMarcus Lawrence, first team defense.
And then also look at the offensive line for San Jose State, Nicholas Casper. He's there too. So it's like it's not even the people. Everybody trusts Phil Steele, right? And then you look at the Mountain West side; they've been doing their top 5 positions and stuff for the past.
Yeah, this is even better. So this is the best of the best in Mountain West, the quarterbacks by Mick McGrane, who, by the way, is the official Mountain West Conference runs the blog.
And he covered San Diego State for like a decade.
And he covers San Diego State. He ranks his rankings: Derek Carr is 1, David Fales is 2, Chucky Keaton is 3, Cody Fajardo is 4. You mean I've got legitimate? What?
I know.
I'm not the only person who says this.
Wide receiver Devontae Adams, number 1. Noel Grigsby, He has Brandon Wimberly, which is questionable number three, even though he's a first team mountain last year. Devontae Davis, he has Matt Miller at number five on this list. I don't know if people are looking for this stuff, but somehow they find our thing like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. They know nothing. Look what these other people are doing. I bet if I post this on Bronco Country, the website that's being awesome to us, and giving us all these awesome page views, which that's all we're doing is fishing for page views, apparently. But
we are whoring ourselves out.
Yeah, Matt Miller, number five. Look who's on the list. And if you go to the quarterbacks again, like we already mentioned the five guys. Adam Dingwall's pretty good at San Diego State. He did an admirable job for filling in for Ryan Katz last year, name slipped me. Then Cole Gausch. He's not a good thrower, but look what New Mexico's doing with the football Bob there. With the pistol offense, Casey Carey. If he can learn to throw at all, or at least have a threat to throw, he's up there. There's seven or eight good quarterbacks in the league. We know whoever's there at Air Force. I'm not going to look up his name. I don't have the time at the moment. I don't have everybody memorized, but he's going to have a good year. Even Brett Smith, who put up, I believe if we look there, did Brett Smith put up better stats than Joe Staley? Oh, we're saying stats. Hold on. Stats aren't everything, are they?
Wait. Stats aren't everything. We can't use stats. We can only use hardcore, objective opinions based off nothing. So, no, Smith had a good year last year. What really screwed Smith up was probably some of his attitude.
And suspension and injury, and he got benched.
Yeah, injury and everything like that. I think Southwick is better than Smith, and that's my opinion. I'll stick to it. But, everybody's like, oh, you know, and somebody told me I was a lame excuse for saying Boise State's sum is greater than individual parts. But here's my thing to back it up.
That's true.
Here's my thing to back it up. What, it's a lame argument? Or
No. It's true that they have better, outside of Kellen Moore, their team better than the individual.
But even Kellen Moore. Look at what Kellen Moore did with the team, okay? Titus Young, Austin Pettis,
NFL.
Shared. Well, not Titus Young, not anymore.
Well, NFL draft pick.
They shared essentially the top wide receiver spot. Both of them had gaudy stats, but Kellen Moore had ridiculous stats by himself.
Doug Martin.
Doug Martin, DJ Harper.
Nate
they
Potter.
Shared the backs. Nate Potter. You know, they share the positions. If it's situational, Boise State will send in another running back or if he needs a breather. You know, even when Ian Johnson played. Ian Johnson was basically the main back.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't use that argument.
But the thing is, Titus Young and Austin Pettis were considered the best starters here in the league by far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though their stats were very good, maybe not exceptional if they were just the one guy, say one talent level is a little bit below than one of the other. They could have been higher, obviously, but people knew their best league. And also, are they spoiled from Kellen Moore? He has the most wins ever for a quarterback.
And nobody will probably touch that, ever. By the way, once again, most wins ever. That senior class has the most wins ever of any four-year starter, period.
Yeah.
You're not going to see, if anything, you see something like that, it's going to happen. You expect all these stats. You stick Titus Young and Austin Pettis and Kellen Moore on a different team, you know, on each on a different team, you're going to say that they are the best players in on that team. And that's what I'm saying here. Derek Carr, he is the best quarterback in the league, flat out. I've got stats to back it up.
Even in his bad games, because you pointed that out. Oh, no, hold on. Before you go to your thing, we'll mention that. The best thing is, they pointed out strength of schedule. Well, if I'm correct, weren't 8 of the 12 games against the same opponents last year?
Yeah. Mountain West plays an 8-game schedule. And, oh, by the way, Fresno State's non-conference last year was Tulsa.
Oregon.
An FCS team, I think.
Probably.
I think they played Cal Poly.
I'm trying to pull the other one real quick, but...
And then they played Southern Methodist in the bowl game. But, look...
That's terrible, but yeah.
Between Tulsa and Oregon, those two teams... High-powered offense, okay?
Good defense for Oregon. Underrated.
Good defense for Oregon. Okay, bad defense for Tulsa, and that was exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Fresno State...
Oh, Colorado. They smoked Colorado.
Colorado. And Colorado.
They're awful, but still.
Wait, two Pac-12 teams. Two. One really good and one really crappy.
Yeah.
You know?
Boise played a okay Michigan State team, and they played Toledo, I believe. Was that right?
They played Toledo.
And
they played BYU.
Oh, yeah, BYU. Yeah. Oh, that game was awful to watch.
That was horrible.
Mike Atkins. But here's the thing we're saying. I know Joe Southwick's a good quarterback. But no, before I get to that, the thing I hate, like, let's do those comments I emailed you for a second.
Okay.
Some were just ridiculous, outside of the personal attacks, which thanks, by the way.
Yeah, so I'm glad that I claim to have my degree.
Do you have it with you? Can you show it to us?
I do not have my degree with me.
Uh-oh, you're a liar. You don't have it. I need proof.
You need proof. Hold on.
Can you print one out?
Can I print one out? No, it's not a trucker degree. I'm sorry.
No, but here's the best comment of them all. I'll read most of here. Okay, I don't know who wrote this. I just copied a few of the things because this guy goes, I'm absolutely serious. If Kellen Moore and Derek Carr were both entering their senior year, Carr would be selected preseason first QB no matter what. Derek Carr had statistically a better junior season than Kellen did and is a better pro prospect. Nobody cares about pro prospects picking up stuff. If that was the case, certain players wouldn't be on the list. And he goes, this has happened before. Kellen had a tremendous 08 season, Fiesta Bowl victory. Kaepernick had a decent 08, but was getting all the NFL attention. He was given the 09 preseason first team QB over Kellen, who had a much superior 08 in every category except rushing. So, and then you tell me Derek Carr passed for more TDs, then Kellen did a junior, blah, 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 wouldn't be a first team. And then people kind of said, you are freaking ridiculous because Moore was like preseason when every player of the year in the WAC, you know what I mean? And
Moore was on the Heisman watch list. So, yeah. Everybody knew about Kellen Moore.
That's the thing is, like, I knew just because it's not. It is stats, but if it's all stats, then you would see Air Force guys be on the list from year to year, you know what I mean? Like, say if Cody Getz was back, would he be the first team running back just because he had a...
Oh, flat out, yes.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, him maybe. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if he had... If the Air Force running back, would he automatically be put up there just because? No. They share so many different positions. It just seems... I think part of it was people were thinking Derek Carr is the best. I think they're upset because it's Fresno State. Okay, we'll say it again. You're a Boise guy. Is Fresno State their biggest rival, I'm assuming? Them in Nevada?
Okay, so I'm... This is
not Idaho.
I will flat out say, okay, in terms of me personally, my biggest rivals will always, number one, be Idaho. You cannot be a Boise State fan and tell me that Idaho is not your greatest rival. Even though we don't play them anymore, they're still our rival. I hate them, and I do not wish them... Good luck.
Okay, here's a better question to put it. Who would you be more satisfied beating and more upset losing to? We know you're not losing to Idaho, so we're not going to put it there. Who would you rather beat or
Nevada.
Not beat? Okay, there you go.
Nevada.
Okay.
Flat out.
I think it's close. Fresno and Nevada, they're both right there.
Fresno State, here's the thing about Fresno State. We have the trophy. We've got the rivalry game. Fresno State, I think a lot of Fresno State fans have forgotten now about the 2005. Mm-hmm. Well, not just the 2005 win over Boise State, but I think a lot of the Fresno State fans have now like kind of forgotten about Boise State just kind of beating them and ruining that. What was that? They were ranked number 8 that year.
David Carr, wasn't that?
That was David Carr.
Oh,
yeah.
The 405, wasn't it?
That
decade ago. He was the first pick of the.
No, it was 04 because 05 was the 27-7 beatdown at Fresno State.
Okay.
That Fresno State put on Boise State when they also lost against Georgia. And yes, okay. I know, that was 8 years ago, and I'm still remembering that game. So
I think Nevada, you know, because of the kick in 2010.
I think Nevada is a lot sore rivals for a lot of reasons. You have, first of all, distance. And people say, oh, the distance between Boise State and Nevada, that's not that great. Yeah, you're right. But here's the thing. Nevada cover, you know, the territory, quote-unquote, the territory that Nevada covers is essentially all of northern Nevada. And you would see in the last few years that Boise State, a lot of the out-of-state students are those northern Nevada towns.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the rivalry has become bitter because of that, because you see a lot of, quote-unquote, divided houses because people are choosing to go to Boise State over Nevada. I think you're seeing the bitterness because of the 2010 game. I think you're seeing the bitterness because of how Kaepernick was. And, you know, the whole, you know, alt rivalry with Boise State in general. You have a lot of bitter rivalries from when both teams were FCS, and used to beat each other in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking about semifinals. Boise State, Nevada, in a semifinal of the FCS championship game, Nevada beats them and then goes on to get their butts kicked in the championship game. Okay. You know, those are years ago. I mean, we should have already forgotten them about by now. But the thing about it is, these are long-standing rivalry games. And so when you think about the history between Fresno State and Boise State, you think the 2004, you think then the 2005, and then ever since then, just the complete dominance of Boise State.
Because every time Fresno's had a good team, like, oh, this is our year, and it never has been their year except for once.
Yeah, and I think a lot of Fresno State fans, I wouldn't say they're apathetic. I mean, of course they want to beat Boise State, and of course there's a trophy involved. But I don't think it's as hated of a rivalry as Boise State, Nevada. And that's where I don't understand where a lot of this hate is coming from.
Because then there's some smart people on there on the board. Their opinion, I should say, was if you had Card on your team, you'd be drooling all over him too and think he's the best thing ever, which is true. And then they try to complain, well, he doesn't take pressure very well, but if he's standing back a statue not getting hit, who has to handle pressure? You know what I mean?
If
you're getting the time, who cares? That's your offensive line. It's part of your team, as they claim to say. But some of these comments on here, I've got one more here if I can get to it. Oh, actually, I got a few more, but here's a funny one. Not as funny, but most Mountain West bloggers disrespected the player talent of Boise State before joining the Mountain West. Really? I don't – whatever. The train is chugging down this track, whatever. If Kellen Moore still playing for the Broncos, our site would have Carr as the most talented player in the Mountain West. Like, dude, if they're both seniors, Moore would have won 30, 31 games. His career speaks for itself, I think. He's a three-year starter.
I think Moore would still be the first team quarterback no matter what.
Yeah.
You know. And he
also doesn't think us to change our tune. It's like, if people don't realize who I am. Hey, hold on. Get that. Sorry, my dog's trying to jump on the counter to get a candle. But what I was getting at, here's the thing. People realize, okay, they may or not, okay, here, no, hold on. We'll read this one more before I go further. This website, the Twitter handle, which is funny, our new Twitter handle, kind of new MWC connection on Twitter, it's fair. I used to just use my name as Twitter for everything, site, whatever. Still mostly do, but now it's just that site stuff only. He's like, he shouldn't be getting this much attention. He was exposed a long time ago as an incompetent idiot who thrives on getting Bronco fans PO'd. He's doing this to drive traffic and artificially inflate his value. Nothing more. I ignore him completely. Well, first off, Twitter name wasn't made, and this was from something about the Big East during the summer about if they should go or not. And I mentioned at the beginning, it got pretty heated, but, man, it was...
It got pretty heated. Even I got in there, and I was...
But the other guy's comments were ridiculous. They kept saying, like, at the end, he finally backed down after all these people came in that comment, kind of defended me a little bit, which is whatever. But here's the thing. I went to University of Utah. That's why I started this thing. Like, Utah number one. My number two team is probably between University of Texas, because I grew up in there, and Boise State. I would like them to do well. It may not be as passionate as a couple years ago, but they are my team. If they're on, I'm going to watch them. Even before I started the website, even when I was growing up in Texas, not living near them, they were a cool team. Oh, they're the smaller team getting wins, doing well. I watch them all the time. I followed them, wanted them to do well. Why? What's the point? Can't you be objective if you like these teams? Isn't that the point a lot of times? Like, if you go to any website, like, especially on our network, like, if you go to University of Texas, the Burn Our Nation, anywhere, Crimson and Cream Machine, anywhere, even the Boise State site, if you know the team, if you're a fan, aren't you more critical than would you be if you were either writing for a newspaper, working, getting paid more, just, you know what I mean? Who voiced their opinion? Wouldn't you think they're about it?
They're
going to be higher at some points. Yeah, we know they're going to bring up their team, but also you're going to look into them more closely. Wouldn't you want to be more critical of your own team? Like, you want to boast them up, but if you're looking at certain stuff, if you get into it like we do, essentially, for the most part. Maybe not here because we are kind of a broader site, but if you do like a
team specific, we're conference-centric.
You're going to look into that team more. It's like, yeah, I know we can be good. You'd say, oh, this guy could be good if this happens, but you're going to look into it more deeper than saying we're great no matter what because we're UCLA because we used to be good, always good, or USC or Texas.
Now, I will stop you right there and just say the opposite to that is Bruins Nation, but okay. But, you know, yeah, I mean, that's why you have sites like Good Bull Hunting, which is hilarious, the Texas A&M site. Please go read it. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, they have their start down with a sense of humor, and they're fairly down on themselves a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I can make my fun Texas A&M Aggie joke because I like University of Texas.
But, you know, and me saying this as a Boise State graduate, yes, I am a graduate. We will stop there. And I guess I'm going to have to, the next time I go to my parents' house, I'll go take a picture of my diploma and put it on Twitter. That's, I guess, what's going to have to happen.
Tell me, okay.
You know, me as a Boise State graduate, you know, I expect them to have a good year, year in and year out, because they're well coached, because they do tend to pick up these players who really, I mean, get overlooked by everybody. And that be as a result of that, you know, they should be racking up 10 wins, 11 wins, 12-win seasons, you know? They should be. But for you to say, if this team does not go undefeated every year, it's a complete failure.
There was a comment toward that, and somebody said, people still say Boise State success is lucky. No. Recruiting has been on an uptick the past 5 or 6 years. They're still not getting great players. They're getting a couple 4-star every other year, mostly 3-star guys. Still got to coach them up, but it's not luck. I don't know who – there could be people, SECs maybe saying that, ACCs, you know what I mean, those type of fans possibly, but it's not luck. They've had – Chris Peterson's been there since Dan Hawkins was there, essentially. They've had turnover. Brett Peace is gone. Isn't he the head coach of Arkansas State now, or is that
– No, he's still the head coach. He's still the offensive coordinator of Florida.
No, who went to Texas and now Arkansas State? They basically had 3 offensive coordinators in 3 years and barely skipped a beat. They've downticked, touchdown a game maybe?
Quite literally, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. It's there. It's not luck. I don't know who's saying it, but that's wrong. But basically, here, I think what it comes down to is your team's good. When we're looking at rankings and projections, we do have to go off prior years. It's not all stats. And you even mentioned in Derek Carr's worst games, weren't they just as – they were still pretty good when he played Oregon and the other.
Yeah, league. I have to – let me bring that up real quick if I can.
When you have – I think I have it here too. But when you have stats like that – okay, we know it's not on stats. That's why JG, he'll probably be – I could see him at worst being second-team player, maybe top 10 by the end of the year if we do our rankings again, which we're going to do soon. But
– okay, yeah.
You got to have a baseline. You can't just say – what do you say about a guy who just comes in for – A freshman. He's a 5-star guy, like the guy at Missouri. Darius Hayward Bay.
He was at the Oakland Raiders.
That got drafted. He is a 3. What? His number one wide receiver in the country did nothing last year. What do you expect? He's a 5-star guy. But you got Jadeveon Clowney at South Carolina comes in right away.
So yeah, I posted this in the comments, but you know this statistically these were Carr's worst 3 worst games.
You say this, I need to grab my charger. So go ahead.
Yeah. At Oregon, where he was 29 for 47, 234, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. Decent, not great, decent. Okay, at Tulsa, 26 for 44, 231, 1 touchdown, no interception. Once again, decent. At the Hawaii Bowl against SMU, 33 for 54, 362 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Okay, you reverse the interception touchdown ratio, you still have yourself a damn good game as a quarterback. So you cannot tell me that statistically, oh, you know, David Carr is, you know, bona fide or everything like that. No, I mean, he is a damn good quarterback, and he works with what he has. That's why he's number one on my list. And I will tell you once more, and we'll get to, when we finally get to preseason rankings and we finally get to, you know, early predictions on the Mountain West Championship game or everything like that, I will say that Boise State is going to represent the Mountain, Fresno State's going to represent the West, and I will say that Boise State will win.
That's not unreasonable at all.
And it's not unreasonable.
They have this one amazing star player who will do what they will, even though they do on defense essentially, but
no, it's because their offense is well put together, they're well coached, and they – sorry, I'm getting fired up. I,
Well, but you're right. People say, when you say it's the thumbs better than the parts, that's correct. But when you have, like, we've gone over this a million times, but you got the best quarterback almost ever in their, ever in their school, best one in the past 20 years. If you go by wins, which is a statistic, by the way, folks.
Wait, wins are a statistic? Wait, it's a number that counts?
Yeah. I remember glancing those comments. There are some Idaho receiver who had, like, 600 yards. Like, is he better than Matt Miller because he was close in yards? Like, no, genius. No. It's, I don't know, we've gone super...
We've burned ourselves out on this.
It's just funny, hilarious, that they think that because their player isn't the best, they should... People came around after their initial, what is this list? Who are these guys? What are they doing? They're trying to be shocking. If we're shocking, we would stick... Who would we put? Casey Carey, number one? Come on, New Mexico player, number one? That would be something just, hey, look at this.
But, I had a personal comment on oh my goodness, yes, I'm using Facebook. But I had a personal comment after I wrote the list that from Drew Roberts, and Drew Roberts is our one of the writers and one of the great guys over at Obnug, and great guy. Okay? And he was talking about, you know, how DeMarcus Lawrence is too low. But he says, I don't have any major issues. Yeah. Wait. The head of the Boise State blog has zero issues with my list. He said, I may throw Matt Miller up there, but outside of that, no issues.
Yeah. I know. It's just they think, I don't know. It's like people in there, it's like you can be the best team, but not always have the best player at every single position. He's more level-headed. He kind of got into a little bit, mentioned some stuff, but.
That was Nate.
Okay, maybe that's him. He put the initial thing up on their side, but whatever. It's. So here's what we're going to do as well. You can have more fun at criticizing us as well. This, what we do want people to view our site. We like. I don't care if you give us bad criticism, unless it's personal, which some stuff was, which kind of, whatever. Just, whatever, I'm not getting into it, but it's just kind of interesting. Like, okay, whatever, guys. You're doing the same thing over there on your, now we quote, message board. But here's what we're going to do. Because we do want people to visit here. Well, that's why we're doing a video that's way too long, and who knows if you'll get to this point.
You probably turn it off. Honestly, my voice is so bad tonight. They probably turn it off after 30 seconds. If you're still watching, I apologize. I hope to have a better voice next time.
Next week. But basically, here's what we're going to do. We're having almost all of our writers. I emailed everybody who we have on here. We have a bunch of new guys as well. We're going to do a top 50 list. So it could be a composite of about anywhere from 3 to 7 guys, whoever's going to come. I don't know if everybody's going to do a top 50. Or if there's going to be a guy who can do just 10 names or 25 names. We're going to take an average of a couple of people. Do our a lot of teams over at Auburn, they do the countdown. 99 days, they'll call it.
Yeah. Profile. They do the countdown listing by numbers of the jerseys that they wear.
There's too many people to do this in our league and too much time, essentially, in my opinion.
Yeah. But we will do a top 50 list.
50 days. So almost, well... It'll be a 50-day count that won't lead up to opening day, but probably a week before. So we'll have like a little sentence or two from me, from Chris, from Matthew, Anthony, both Jacobs, James, whoever we have. There's so many new guys' names, I got to remember them all from their screen name or not. But we have a bunch
You're
of guys.
A bad manager.
Oh, yes, since there's who knows who's on the masthead by now. But I'm just saying, we'll have a bunch of people. I don't see them. I wasn't part of the list, even though I took a lot of the brunt. I'm like, I better read up. What is Chris doing over here? But people just reply to play the main site because I'm on my phone all the time. I'm like, oh, what is looking here? What is this Twitter thing coming to me about Boise State's the best team ever? But we're going to do fit. It is for people to view. It'll be better of a discussion. We'll have more research in. This won't be done in 2 hours. This will be up probably before the 4th of July weekend or
hopefully, at least to start.
End of the month. So that's what we're doing. That'll be cool. We're doing the podcast, video, maybe once a week, podcast. Once a week because you're going to be out of town and out of the country, apparently, for something top secret.
Nobody's supposed to know about that, damn it.
Whatever.
No, I'm – yeah.
We do pre-record some, but basically – and you gave your extremely early preseason pick of who's going to win the league. If I'm going to do the same, I already took part in an Athlon posting, reached out to me, hey, write about who do you think will win the league. I leaned Fresno State. This is not my official prediction, even though people go, put some money on it. Who are you going to pick now? I'm like, well, it's too early to do that. I'm going to say Fresno is going to win just because they have...
Be different.
No. No. I'm not. I think they will because they have people aren't realizing they have Josh Cajada from BYU's running back who transferred over. So yeah, losing Robbie Rouse is huge, but he's going to step in and do well. Best quarterback in the league, best player almost in Devontae Adams. Their offensive line should be a little, should be better because who they have back, so that'll kind of counteract Boise State's defensive front. But I think I'll go right now Fresno over Boise. But the thing is, it's got to beat them twice. That's where it's hard to do either team. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I'm going to lead Fresno, but I could possibly still see Utah State if they would beat Boise at home. They could be in there, but I'm going to go Fresno over Boise right now. But that'll obviously change in our August show. But
right,
I think that's all we got. You got one more thing? Anything else before we wrap this hour thing up? We're doing. You're about to say something, weren't you?
No, it's not important.
All right, folks. So this is the end of our show. This will be on podcast, as I mentioned. I'll pull the audio eventually, so you don't stare at us for an hour. But yeah, thanks for joining us. Basically, just ranted and wanted to do our reaction of an original bad post.
So basically, an overreaction.
Yeah, there we go. Overreaction Sunday. There we go. That's what we did. We'll bring better stuff next time just because we'll be talking about teams and nonsense and non-sequitur crap that means.
We'll actually have special guests and, you know, who will actually know what they're talking about because obviously we don't.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is – so check out MWCConnection.com. Subscribe to our YouTube page. We'll be doing videos because one – I'm not going to say anything now because I don't want to overpromise and not deliver anything. I'll just say there will be more video of other stuff because we can't invite every opponent who they're playing on the podcast, so – apparently you clicked on the button there. Thanks.
Yeah, I need to stop. Damn it.
That's okay. Is that what you're about to do? To do something?
No, I wanted to find like the subscribe button.
Oh, it's somewhere else.
Like if we could do like a subscribe button thing. So we like say click here and then like the YouTube button will pop up.
We will mess with that later and I will make a little widget on the page and figure out how to do that. So we are going to let everybody see you later. Check out the website and have a good whatever you're going to have. College football is 90 days.